At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles, as always. On the show tonight, August the 31st, I'm joined by diehard Irish gooners Matt Bourne, Emmett Dalton and John Jacko Foley to debate and analyse our 1-0 away loss to Liverpool at Anfield this afternoon. And on our special midweek podcast this week, Wednesday, September 3rd, we'll be doing a special transfer roundup of all our business, covering all our ins and outs, as well as discussing our Champions League campaign. So sit back and enjoy the show. Quick intro before we get delved into today's match review. First of all, to a newcomer to the show and a diehard Arsenal fan, as I said, Emmett Dalton, how are you, pal?
I'm doing very well. I'm very, very disappointed. A bit distraught, to be honest, but all good.
Great to have you on, pal, on your debut show.
I'm also joined. Thank you very much.
Diehard John Jacko Foley, how are you, John?
Fantastic, Johnny. Fantastic. Delighted to be here. Delighted to take part. Bit nervous, but we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure a few drinks will ease your nerves. Don't worry, we'll take it easy on you. Great to have you on,
Thanks
John.
Thanks very much. That'd be great.
And I'm also joined by Guy Hart, Matt Bourne, who has also come from the River Bar this afternoon. First of all, John, before we delve into the review, or sorry, Matt, what was the atmosphere like in the River Bar today, lads?
It was great. It was fantastic. Great atmosphere, great crowd in, Jonathan. As always, we've had fantastic numbers in there this season. I was away, obviously, it's my first game in today, but fantastic atmosphere. Unfortunately, the result didn't go our way, but yeah, very happy with the numbers in there. And, you know, we've got a great Arsenal community going on in Dublin, so let's keep it going.
Yeah, just to come in on that as well, like,
yeah, go ahead, Em.
Today was fantastic. I mean, even Leeds last week, I mean, sometimes those... I mean, they're not nothing games. Every game is a big game. But sometimes if it's not a big game, the turnout isn't as great. But like the first game, Old Trafford, I know, Matt, you weren't there. Jackie, you were there. But the first turnout was amazing. Today was even better. The atmosphere was fantastic. It's just a pity about the results. Everyone was fantastic today.
Yeah,
it's going from strength to strength. The Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club, a great venue downstairs in the River Bertie. We're very lucky to have a room like that. But a big shout out to the Dublin Arsenal Committee along with Matt.
I'll just jump in there and say when the singing starts, when the chanting starts, you can't beat it down there. It's like being at the Emirates itself. Yeah. And Emmett Fowler has a big part in play in getting that going. But it's absolutely fantastic. When the singing, the chanting, when it all kicks off, it just...
And thanks for that, Jack. I mean, even today was one of the best days, I think, for it as well. I think really sometimes... You know, I do a bit too much and I have to kind of taper myself a little bit. But today was fantastic. And thanks for that shout out, Jacko. Yeah, I tried my best.
Yeah, it's the second best thing, if not being at the Emirates, being the River Bar in Dublin City Centre, because it's a real family feel, all right, win, lose or draw. Pre-match, and I don't know about post-match, but certainly getting drunk any post-match, so we can still celebrate. But keep going to the River Bears, growing season on season, and a big shout out to everyone that attends and to the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club Committee. Into today's match, and I think we all know at this stage, all Gooners, 1-0 loss to Liverpool, September 30, 2012, is still the last time we had a victory where Mikel Arteta played 2-0, of course, that day. Charles King Cazorla, but sadly, Charles Beloy scored the only goal today in the 84 minute, a worldy of a free kick, and in fairness, David Rea, well beaten. But I think we deserved a draw, hand on heart, to be honest. Our lineup today, just briefly, Raya, Calafiori, Saliba, Gabriel, Royce, Subamendi, Merlino, Martinelli, Giacarez, and Madueke, and our subs, Mosquera, Odegaard, Eze, and Dauman came on. Our injury list at present, and hopefully it doesn't grow, Saka, White, Norgard, Jesus, Havertz, and now Saliba, who went off after 4 minutes. Had a tussle with Eke TK in Liverpool, and it could be look like a possible knee jerk. I hope it doesn't do serious, but it looked in a bit of discomfort, and it's not like Saliba not to carry on, but I thought his replacement Christian Mosquera, the new lad, done quite well, you know, and he can hold his head up high, and a future replacement if Saliba does go to Madrid over the next couple of seasons. Hopefully he stays with us, but I thought he'd done really well. In terms of the action, lads, just briefly, in the 22nd minute, Rice's corner was cleared out to Madueke, who had a left foot strike, well saved by Alisson at his right hand post. I thought Madueke had the beating of Kirkez all game. And I thought he's been a great addition. I know Matt Damon has been raving about him being a good signing for us. I thought today he really stood up in the loss of Saka, who was it was always a big loss, but I thought Madueke stepped in there as a good replacement. The 46 minute Madueke, he went 1-on-1 with Kirkez and a shot got deflected over by Kirkez, so unlucky there. The hour mark, Liverpool had the goal disallowed from Ekitike. And then, of course, 84 minutes, as I said, Szoboszlai, those free kicks. Have to hold your hands up and say it was one of those worldies. I thought the 97 minute lads, Calafiori's long throw in, it did come off Szoboszlai, and I hate saying this, but if this was us at the Emirates, that probably would have been given to Liverpool. And I thought the referee had a bit of a dodgy game. Some of the decisions were, you know, a bit dodgy. But I don't want to come to yourself, Emmett. Since it's your debut on here, pal, what did you make of today's game? Starting firstly with the Saliba injury, do you think it's bad? Do you think?
Sorry, John, you're kind of cutting out there for me. Sorry.
Sorry,
Likewise.
just to the first, sorry, to Saliba first. Emmett, do you think that's a nasty one?
Well, apparently, look, I didn't see it. Now, obviously, we were all chatting away at the start of the game, but apparently, he had a little knock in the warm up. I saw it on Twitter there. Just sorry, Expo, just after the game, I was just going through things. But apparently, he like kind of rolled his ankle or something in the warm up, and then when he went in, he said he could play, but when he went down, it didn't really seem like his ankle in that action with Ekitike, but maybe it was. But one thing I will say, like, there was no messing. Like, he was like, as soon as he went down, like, there was no, we're gonna play him on. Like, Christian Mosquera was stripped and everything and ready to come on straight away when he came down. So they were obviously maybe expecting it a little bit, or maybe Mikel was expecting it, because like, I've never seen, and again, fucking modern game, sorry, just swore there, shouldn't swore,
Yeah,
sorry.
John. Here we are.
You can
We're
edit that
past
out.
the witching hour now. You're all right.
But like, in the modern game, when they take ages to come on, but like, he was ready to go, so I'm sure he was already stripped and changed, ready, because what was that, the 5th minute, I think, lads,
Yeah,
was
it's
it?
pretty early on.
He was ready to go. So
Yeah.
I don't know, it didn't look, there was a little clip of him walking out in his tracksuit after the game, and he got someone shouted to him when he put his thumb up, so maybe a week or so. But again, you said it as well there, Jonathan, Christian was scared of his top today. Brilliant, great signing,
Yeah,
great
he was
value.
fantastic.
He was fantastic.
What did you make of Nani Madueke's performance? I thought he'd done
I tell you
really
what,
beaten of Kirkez. That was a complete mismatch in my eyes, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, he was absolutely fantastic today. He was the only one. I mean, in general, I have a couple of points to make or whatever,
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
in terms of I was looking at the things on Twitter and whatever. Peter Schmeichel's comments were ridiculous. Some of them saying, I think there was one where he was like, there was only one team trying to play football today, and that was Liverpool, and he was so glad they got the win. It's ridiculous. We were on the front foot. The only po like my biggest problem with today, and I'm so frustrated with it. The lads will tell you after the game, I was so down on myself, and the lads know I wear my heart in my sleeve. But what my biggest problem was, we were on top for so lot of it, and there was only one or two players who were being positive in terms of driving the ball forward, in terms of wanting to play forward. Calafiori was one. I thought Calafiori was very, very good today, and Madueke was, in my opinion, man of the match for us. Declan Rice was very good defensively today. He was very good. I think that's his best game this season. He hasn't been at the races in the first two games. He
Yeah.
didn't look fit against United. He was nowhere to be seen. Thought he played well today. He's getting back to his best. But Madueke today was absolutely fantastic. And I know that signing was a bit divisive amongst the fans. Even for myself, it was a lot of money for someone that we never thought we were going to sign. But he took his chance today. And I mean, we did miss Saka, but actually, we didn't as well, because his actions were fantastic. Every time the ball went to him, he was so positive. He drove at Kirkez. Kirkez has looked a little bit iffy in defence. He's been very good in attack for Liverpool in the matches that I've watched. But my biggest problem with today was, in that first half, all of the play You could see it in the players, the way they were orientating in terms of how they were getting the ball into feet. They were all orientated towards the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Because I understand it from a tactical point of view, because Szoboszlai is not a natural right back, and
Yeah.
Konaté has looked very dodgy. So the plan I'm imagining, again, I'm no expert, but from what I was saying, I can assume that the plan was to put the ball into that channel and to isolate those two, because they one is not a natural defender and the other hasn't looked well. But Martinelli was nowhere, again, I'm not going to
Yeah, he's nowhere in
bash him, but
between. Yeah.
he's really just, I'm trying so hard to not be very harsh on him, but he was nowhere near it today. There was a couple of moments that the ball was always being played down the left-hand side, and I was getting so frustrated with it, because every time the ball went down the right, Madueke was so positive, so on the front foot, running at Kerkez. Martinelli had one in particular where Gyökeres had not a lot to do today. I know he's going to get slammed on Twitter and everything like that. I thought his actions were good in terms of the couple of times he held it up. He did very, very well. There was one in particular where it got played into him. There was nowhere to be seen, and I think he played it back to, I don't, maybe it was Timber, but there was a shot from the edge of the box, and then Calafiori had a shot as well.
Yeah.
But I thought we needed to go down the right more today. I understand it. You need to isolate the players who are out of position, but you need to adjust in game, because it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I'm just really frustrated, because I know what the comments were going to be after the game, and I know sometimes we were on top for an hour, and I just look at it and I'm like, go and win the game. Like, go be positive. I thought Eze should have started, but I understand why he didn't. I'm just really frustrated. Like, I would have rather was get played off the park and get beat 3-0. Do you know what I mean? And let's not lie, like, the free kick was absolutely unbelievable. Like,
Yeah.
but the foul shouldn't be given in the first time, because it was a stupid foul from Zubimendi. Like, I thought he did all right. I think there was a couple of actions or whatever that he kind of got found out a little bit. Declan Rice covered him a lot, but I don't know. Just overall, I don't buy into the narrative that we went there to play defensive football, because we were very on top in the first half. But the ball progression in some moments was very, very good. There was a couple of, when Mosquera came in, his balls through the midfield were fantastic into he was playing. I thought Marino as well did okay. Marino was up, and again, I thought it was mad that we played it like in defensive shape. We were 4-4-2, which, because Gyökeres, obviously his pressing isn't
Yeah.
his biggest strong suit. Odegaard sets the tempo for the pressing, so I understood the 4-4-2. But at the same time, like, there was a couple of moments off corners where the ball got blocked, and Liverpool defended the corners amazingly well today. Like, their defense was very, very good off corners, because I know we always cause problems off them. But at the same time, when the ball comes back out, it's either side, the ball's got to go back down to the taker, and it's got to go back in the box. I don't know how many times it was, the ball came back out, we got the ball back on the edge of the 18-yard box, and it went back into the defenders and all the way back to Royer. It's just really frustrating to watch. And again, I understand if we had to come away with a nil-nil, we'd all be sat here going, okay, it was a good performance, we did well. It's always historically a terrible result for us. As you said, Jonathan, 2012, I remember watching that game. Honorable mention to Abu Diaby in that game. That's
Yeah,
one of the best performances,
world
one of the
class.
best performances I've ever seen from an Arsenal player. I just felt like they were there for the taking for an hour. And then obviously the crowd got up. They were singing the Ale Ale for, like, I don't know, 15 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And then they came into the game. And then we went back on the back foot. And I know we defended very well, but I mean, you can't defend against an amazing free kick. The reason I'm frustrated, there were so many moments when the game was there for the taking. I thought Eze had to come on earlier. Max Damon did well when he came on. He was positive as well. My man of the match was Madueke. Calafiori did very, very well as well. I'm just frustrated. When we didn't lose the league today, it was really, really frustrating to watch as a match. The opposite of Old Trafford, I thought we were not at it, but we got the results. That's fair enough. Today was just frustrating, because they were there for the taking, and we just wanted to be a little bit more positive and play the ball forward. I understand the pragmatism in terms of it's Anfield. Just kill the game, nullify the crowd, take the tempo out of it in those first 20 minutes. But when we were on top, I don't know, it's the only ones going for Madueke was fantastic. So I know overall, I finished with this. I thought, yeah, just frustrating. Do you know what I mean? Just really frustrating, because that it was such a good opportunity today, and they were nowhere near it, and they haven't been near it in the three games. But they've won the three games. That's what champions do. And maybe their luck will run out or whatever, but they've won three for three, and they didn't look the best team in any of those games. And that's the difference at the moment. I just think we need to be better. Just need to be better. You know. Yeah.
To yourself, John. Sorry, Matt.
That was probably more than 10 minutes there, John. Sorry.
That's okay.
You're okay, pal. I'll come to you. I will come on to you, Matt. Sorry. To another newcomer, John. One win at Anfield since 2012, as we said, 13 years ago, actually, soon enough. But to worry at all, wait, 13 years now with no victory at Anfield. In my opinion, we're getting closer to Liverpool. Their performances the last 3 or 4 seasons, you know, we're getting on par at that level now to become Premier League champs. But before I come to the review today, would that worry you at all, one win at Anfield since 2012?
No, I have to say, Johnny, that when it comes to these statistics, to be honest with you, they drive me demented when I hear Arsenal haven't won here in so many years or so many games, or they've been to this part of the country and haven't won a game, or they've been to that part of the country. I don't believe in that at all whatsoever. You're not in the dressing room saying, come on, lads, we haven't won here in umpteen years. Let's do it and break this record. That's I think, and anyway, I don't, those statistics, I don't take notice of them whatsoever, I have to say. With regards to the game itself, I'd say I'd echo a lot of what Emmett said. I think Calafiori and Madueke were, without doubt, two stars of the day for ourselves. I would give Calafiori man the match. Like, he started the season brilliantly, and if we can keep him fit, we've got an absolutely fantastic player on our hands. Again, Madueke was very, very good.
Yeah.
And every time he got the ball, I liked that he was so direct. He went straight dribbling at the defender. And he got me off my seat. Well, when I did manage to sit down, got me off my seat quite a good bit. No, there was just excitement. He brought excitement to it, Madueke.
Yeah.
Martinelli, he's getting a hell of a lot of hate.
Yeah, just briefly, John, actually. If you had to pick one player to go out tomorrow on transfer deadline day, you know, and you need is, you know, a fair chunk of money, would Gabriel Martinelli be one player that you'd be willing to sell? His performance has been a bit below par, though, haven't he?
Well, to answer that, I was going to say to you that because of the lot of hate, he is getting a lot of hate, but I'm not ready to give up on him at all whatsoever. So to answer your question, no, he wouldn't be on my list to get rid of. There is a fantastic player there. Yes, he's going through a bad, bad time. Every player goes through, but I know people are going to say, yeah, he hasn't been doing it for a couple of years now, but there's a player there. He knows it now. He knows there's massive pressure from the fans. That, you know, Eze is behind him. You know, you've made a weekie there. Winsack is back. But no, I'm nowhere ready to give up on Martinelli as an Arsenal player yet. I think he is a class act. He was a class act before. I'm certain he will become a class act again.
What's your take on Victor Gyökeres, John? His first 3 Premier League games, Man United, Leeds, and now today Liverpool. Is he, you know, will he come good? You know, do you think he's the answer to our 15-20 goal season striker problem?
I think he will come good, but again, it's all about the service. Once he gets the service, he'll come good. You know, he wasn't brilliant today, but like I said, a lot of players weren't exactly, didn't stand out today, bar the two I mentioned. But no, I think he is the man that could get us, that will get us our goals. But to get us those goals, he needs the service. So, I was surprised at Odegaard, but we don't know how serious injury was or wasn't. I thought I was expecting him to come on sooner. And I was quite surprised that Daoumen came on. I thought that Wanyeri might have been a choice to bring on as well, just to open up the defence, to get that ball through the lines to Gyökeres. So, now Daoumen, class act, will be a star player, but I think the away in Anfield, pressure's on to get a goal, you're bringing on a 15-year-old. I don't think tonight, today was the right moment for him. I think Wanyeri, someone like Wanyeri, Trossard, might have been a better. And to back to Eze, I think Eze should have been brought on sooner at the same time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you think we played very well, as Emma said, Liverpool weren't at it. We lost basically by a set piece. It was a moment of magic that beat us at the end of the day. We were well on top for quite a few parts. It is frustrating. Like, Martinelli did have that chance when he couldn't have the ball for so long and ended up backfiring on us. But we didn't lose because we were terrible. We didn't lose because players didn't turn up or this or that. I'm trying to stay positive, pretty much. We lost by a pure moment of brilliance, not because of individual. Now, talking about individual mistakes, Raya, I'm sure, put the skids up a lot of us throughout the game. He had a few dodgy moments, but and I see people online there blaming, saying Raya could have done better for the free kick. But no, I think that's just a moment of brilliance, a moment of magic from the Liverpool player. There's no stopping that. And that was it. We lost the game through a moment of brilliance. It was fair. We deserved something from the game. It was a level enough game, in my opinion. I do think a draw would have been a fair result. I don't think we pushed them hard enough. That's the one regret that I do have. We didn't. I hate saying that we parked the bus, but we didn't exactly park the bus. But we didn't exactly go at them full throttle. But you can understand, because with Liverpool, you go at them full throttle, dig up the field, and Salah or someone might get a goal, and you might be hoping for a point and end up with nothing, which we ended up with today. But again, we ended up with nothing today because of that simple moment of brilliance by that Liverpool player whose name I can never pronounce.
Dominic Szoboszlai. I had to pronounce it 100 times before I came on.
But overall, very impressed by Madueke, very impressed by Calafiori. Disappointed, obviously, in the result, but I'm trying to stay on the positive side. And at the end of the day, Johnny, Matt, Emmett, it's August.
Yeah, we're
We're
only
three
two
games
games.
in. We don't have to go. We're not going to Anfield again. I don't know about the rest of you. Would you rather get the big games done early in the season or later in the season? Now, if this result happened in April, March, April, I think
I don't
I'd
know.
be.
If
I really
you
don't
want to
know what's
win,
going on.
if you want to win
Sorry.
the title, you need to beat these teams, John and lads. You know, no matter when it is, start, middle, or end. You know, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. We're getting closer, but injuries have been our big, you know, hamstring, you could say, you know, in the literal sense. You know, sack has been a loss. We've never had the last two seasons really a strong 11 going to these places. You know, there's always been.
But Jonathan, can I come in on that? Like,
Yeah,
our
go
record
ahead.
against the top six in the last, since we lost against City at the Etihad, what was that, 23-24 when we're going for the
Yeah,
league
it's
and
been
we got down
brilliant.
with. The record against the top six has been fantastic. And I know there's a lot of draws in there as well, but some very, very good draws away from home. Our record has been fantastic against the top six. Really, really has. And that's a credit to Arteta, because like when you look back at the Wenger years, like it was always those games that we fell down, and we'd always beat the, I said the lesser teams. There's
Lesser
no
team.
easy games. There's no easy games in the Premier League. Doesn't matter who you are. There's no easy games. But our record against the top six, I saw a statistic there the other day. It was, I think we'd only had like two wins in like 5 seasons or something. It was ridiculous. And he's come in, and I know he's going to get a lot of flack. I saw a lot of bloody idiots again tonight going Arteta out or whatever.
Donkeys.
Like I
Happens.
the way the team has competed in those big, big fixtures in the last 3 years, especially, has been absolutely fantastic. And I don't buy into the fact that, as Jacko, as you said, we didn't park the bus today. We just weren't as positive as we could have been when we were going forward. Like, you look at the 5-1 against City, like, we were fantastic in that. And I know City were off the boil then as well. But, like, we've been brilliant against the top six. So, just to finish that point, today was frustrating because we know how good we can be against the top sides, and especially in the last 3 years. It's a pity to lose that record today, but one of them had to go. Well, like, we either got the win today or we lost today. I mean, I said to one of the lads sat beside me today, I was like, at 20 minutes, I was going, this could be a nil all, just because the way both teams were, like, Liverpool were very, very,
I
what's the
think
word,
both teams would have been happy
careful.
with a draw. I was looking at it, you know, when I was in work, I had a fortunate chance to watch a good bit of it. It looked both teams were nervous to concede. You know, but as early it is as it is in the season, 3 games in, both teams didn't really want to lose this. You could see that, you know, there was a nervousness even in Anfield. It wasn't as the atmosphere wasn't as intimidating as it is was last season. I don't think, you know, I would have been happy with a draw and the last few results home and away have been a draw. I don't know, come to yourself, Matt. You've been waiting a while. 1-0, of course, the result, Matt. Do you think that was deserved on the overall 90 minutes performance by Arsenal?
I think I think we. We went into the first two games this season. We got lucky against United. It was a very, very tough game against United, obviously. And we got the win out of it. Fantastic. We got 3 points. You got 3 points off Leeds as well. You know, if you look at the first three games of the season, if you took 6 points out of the first three games, you'd go, yeah, it's pretty good with the start we had, you know. We had two very tough games to start off. I couldn't agree more with what the boys have said, you know, between Emmett and Jacko. They got it 100%. You know, I can't add to it that much with what they said. Perfect. On the button. You know, with every point they made in relation to the game. I think we didn't, you know, we've lost Saka and Odegaard from the starting lineup. Obviously, Odegaard came on late on. He didn't have that bad of an injury, but Saka's a loss, obviously, but Madueke stepped in there perfectly. And he actually did an unbelievable job. And I thought, you know, the start of the game, and I've been, you know, I love Martinelli. Don't get me wrong. You know, I absolutely love Martinelli. However, I've said it before on the podcast. Martinelli and Saka, you know, they started around the same time playing for the club. Saka has developed into this incredible, incredible player. Martinelli has never gone past what he does. I think Martinelli will go up the wing, he'll get past a couple of players, and then he'll put in a bad cross, or he'll, you know, put it out for a corner or whatever else. And Martinelli has never developed into the player that we expected him to develop into. I think Saka has. Saka absolutely has. On the right-hand side, he's been incredible. Martinelli on the left should be at the same level as Saka, and he's not. And I thought today, you know, like most of the fans, I expected Eze to start. You know, it wasn't a surprise he didn't start, but I thought Martinelli had the opportunity to go, I want that position now. I want that space. I don't want Eze to come in and take my place. And he messed it up, you know? You know, he had the opportunity to be the guy on the left. And now he knows Eze is breathing down his neck. He knows Eze is going to be our main left winger for the rest of the season. Martinelli did nothing today to make me go, you know what? We got to give Martinelli a shout. You know, for me, Eze needs to step into that position from the very start of the game. Martinelli needs to be the backup. Trossard needs to be back up to Martinelli, obviously, and so on. We've got great depth there this season. And there was one incident in the first half where Martinelli got the ball. You could see, Jokeres as a centre forward needs supply. You know, Jokeres is brilliant at running onto a true ball. You know, you've seen a million clips of Jokeres playing, and the ball comes over the top and he gets onto the ball and he's great at getting by a player and holds up the ball and everything else. He's not getting that supply. And Martinelli had the opportunity today to actually give him that supply, and he didn't do it. At one stage, ball came to him, he ran to the line. I think he got a corner over at the end, but Jokeres was waiting and calling for in the middle. And he needs that supply, and he didn't get it. And if he's not getting that supply, it's not going to work out for him. He needs that. And I don't believe that, like, Martinelli, he had such an opportunity today to prove to everybody that he should be the main man on the pitch on the left-hand side. He did himself no favours today. And, you know, I think Eze is going to step into the side against Forest, against City, and establish himself on the left-hand side. Martinelli will become nothing but a bit part player if he's not careful, you know?
Mac, I'll just make a very quick point there. Just I'll literally be 30 seconds. But Calafiori was very, very good today in terms of, again, that's how Jokeres has got his goal against Leeds. Calafiori is fantastic at playing that first time ball into that channel. And he did it a couple of times today, and Jokeres held the ball up very well. There was one instance when he went up against Kanyate, and Kanyate played actually very well today. But Calafiori's been very good at in the last three games. There's another thing that he should be commended for in the last three games.
Yeah, 100%. I think Calafiori's been exceptional this season. He's been absolutely brilliant. And, you know, to keep a kid like Lewis Skelly out, who's been absolutely brilliant at left back, he's done a fantastic job, you know, as a kid to come true. You know, Calafiori stepped in now. But Calafiori's done what Martinelli should have done, you know, when he came in. Calafiori came into that squad at the start of the season and went, you know, Lewis Skelly, exceptional player. You know, the new kid on the block, you know, the Arsenal fans want to see a new kid coming through, or, you know, one of the kids from the Hayland coming through. And Calafiori stepped in and went, no, I want that space. I want that position. And he's performed to that level. However, Martinelli now, with Eze breathing down his neck, with Trossard signing a new contract and so on, he's done nothing more. You know, when he's come in, and I, look, don't get me wrong, I love Martinelli. I've been pimping him for years, but he's never reached that level where you've gone, yeah, you can't drop this guy. You know, you can say that with about Saka. You know, you can say that about Gabriel and Saliba in the defense. You know, they're always the first name on the team sheet. Martinelli's got to the stage now where, you know, where fans are. And you mentioned Jonathan, you know, if you could make it, if you could get a few quid for Martinelli, and Jacko defended him there saying he wouldn't get rid of him and so on. You know what? If you get 80 million or 60, 70, 80 million for Martinelli at this stage, I'd be going, yeah, you know, why not? You know?
Neville, Arteta will have to make a decision, as you said. If Eze will be possibly going to be the, first name on the team sheet from the left hand side,
100%.
you think his card could be marked even coming up to the January window, Matt? Do you think it could even be sooner than that to ship him out?
Well, it depends on way it goes because you never know what way injuries are going to go and everything else. I mean, we've already lost three players
So unlucky.
in
We've
the
been
first
so
3 weeks
unlucky.
of the season, you know? We've a lot really lost three first team players in our four first team players between
Four
Harvey,
first team
Saka,
players.
Odegaard and Saliba now today,
Yeah.
you
And we're still
know.
missing Norgaard as well, Matt. Like, Norgaard was one of the
Yeah.
best players in preseason, along with Max Dolan. I thought Norgaard was fantastic in
He was,
preseason, and that's what
absolutely. But this is what you're up against. And, you know, as the season goes on, you know, you can see after three games, you've lost three or four or five even, you know, players who are capable of playing. But when you get the opportunity to set your stall in the first team, you know, if you're waiting, if Saka's out injured and like you say, Madueke came in today and performed fantastically, particularly in the first half, you know, he came in and made a statement going, well, I can do this. You know, whereas Martinelli knows that there's somebody like Eze has just been signed, who is going to take his space on the team sheet, and instead of, you know, really stepping up and going, no, I'm going to take this space, he's actually blown it today. I really believe he's blown it. Now, you know, as a match from a match point of view, you know, the free kick, it was a worldie. It was a brilliant free kick. You know, he placed it fantastically. Yeah, maybe, you know, for me, as I'm watching the game, I'm looking at it. David Raya has been exceptional for Arsenal. Don't get me wrong. He's been exceptional. However, when that free kick was lined up, I knew where he was going to kick that free kick. Most people knew where that free kick was going. So if you're a goalkeeper setting up in front of that free kick, you should know where it's going. And I know he got fairly close to it in that, but I thought he could have done a bit better. I can't criticize David Raya. He's been amazing for us. He's made so many, he's been a, you know, in so many games. And I go back to his debut against Everton a couple of years ago when he was brought in instead of Ramsdale, and we were all a bit worried about him. And he did exactly what we expected him to do against Everton, you know. But I just think that, you know, I just felt he could have done better for it. It was nil all written all over it. You know, I thought we went in with the attitude of let's get a draw out of this. We performed well enough in the first half, but didn't create enough. And we need to give Gyökeres better supply for him to score the goals we're expecting. We need to give him the balls that he's expecting to you know, week in, week out to score goals, you know? And unless we do that, he's not going to get more than 20 goals a season. And that's what we need. You know,
Okay, lads. I need to go to your man of the matches in less than a few seconds.
less than 30 seconds. Go ahead and
okay,
the
all
match.
right.
Go on.
Who
Go
are you
on,
going
Matt.
to? I'm gonna give it to Madueke.
I'll give it Madueke as well.
Yeah,
John?
I'm gonna go Calafiori.
Calafiori,
Calafiori. I'm going
Johnson.
Madueke. Sounds wonderful. I just like
There you
one
go.
busy review show, lads. Thanks very much to Emmett, to John. And also to my regular guest, Matt,
Cheers, buddy.
at the show
A
on
pleasure to be
Spotify.
here, Jonathan. Thanks very much. I appreciate
Yeah,
it. We can breathe easy again.
Yeah, we can. We can. How many
Kevin,
seconds have we got left, Jonathan?
have 30 seconds, anything you
30
like.
seconds. Well, let me just say, Emmett.